This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Lead makes you mentally insane. So does mercury. And to some extent, aluminum also causes dementia and Alzheimer's.
The Health Ranger Report.
Society really is headed for a collapse. Because once the sanity goes, everything else starts to fall apart. And you're seeing that all around you.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Here's what you need to know about fusion energy, because it's going to take over coal in the next, 20 to 25 years for sure. But some of the fusion energy innovations are going to start kicking in commercially, probably in about a decade. But it's not going to solve all the problems that you think it might. Thank you for joining me, by the way. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for healthrangerscience.com. And of course, today the topic is fusion energy. Now, you may not know that there are various fusion energy projects underway. Fusion energy is clean energy. And Lockheed Martin, for example, has been working on what they called originally a tractor trailer size fusion reactor that could power 100,000 homes from clean energy. In case you don't know, fusion energy really converts mass to energy at the at the relationship described by Einstein, E equals MC squared. A very small amount of mass is converted to a very, very high amount of energy. Just to give you an example, you know, the original atomic bomb that was dropped on Nagasaki in World War II, and all the destruction that that bomb caused in that area, all the energy that was released from that bomb came from less than 1 gram of mass. If you take the bomb and you look at the actual conversion of mass to energy, it was less than 1 gram of mass. So a very tiny amount of mass can produce a very large amount of energy if you know how to work it correctly. And that's what fusion energy generators are all about. Sometimes it's called hot fusion. You have to have very, very high heat. You have to use very strong magnetic fields to keep the material in a very, very defined space, usually in a plasma form or superheated forms. And there are different approaches to this. There's a company called Helion Energy that has one approach, and then Lockheed Martin has a different approach. There are other approaches being pursued by universities as well as governments. And Japan is doing some research into this as well, for obvious reasons, because Japan has no oil and has problems with nuclear reactors melting down. So Japan needs a clean, reliable energy source. So they're putting a lot of money into it. But here's the problem with fusion energy that really no one talks about, or few. Yeah, it can replace coal, and it can do so quite economically. These fusion generators should be able to produce energy for less than 4 cents per kilowatt hour. That's the wholesale price to local electrical companies, which might then double that or so to you. So you'd be paying 8 cents per kilowatt hour, maybe 10 cents at the high end, which is comparable to coal today. But here's the problem. You can't run airplanes and long-haul trucks and agricultural tractors and equipment on fusion energy. Why? Because you got to be connected to the grid. Why do airplanes use jet fuel? Because it has a very, very high energy density ratio. In other words, the energy that it produces versus the weight that it is to carry. Airplanes obviously have weight restrictions, right? I mean, that's the number one restriction, is how much weight you're carrying. And if you have something very, very heavy, like let's say a bunch of heavy batteries, then you can't really get off the ground. Now, I know there are some airplane technology companies working on battery-powered airplanes, but they will only be useful for very, very short flights unless there's some kind of huge breakthrough in battery storage technology. The same thing is true with long-haul trucking. You know, the delivery of goods and food all across America happens on the highways. It's the trucks more than the trains, because we don't really have much of a railway system left in America, sadly. So the trucks are doing the work, and the trucks need fuel that, again, has a very high energy ratio compared to its mass. So trucks and airplanes and tractors. You know, I own John Deere tractors, and, you know, I really like that old school technology from the 1970s. Reliable systems, but they run on diesel. They don't run on batteries. There is no Prius tractor, you know. It doesn't exist. Why? Why doesn't it exist? Because batteries don't have the energy to weight ratio that you would need in a tractor, which has to produce a very large amount of energy, of kinetic energy, in order to function as an agricultural instrument. So all of these things mean that even if there's fusion energy, it will not be able to help us in many ways. Yeah, I mean, sure, fusion energy can provide electricity to cool your home and heat your home and run your appliances and so on. It can provide commercial electricity to factories and so on. And that's, you know, it can provide electricity to the pumps in California that are pumping the water over the mountain so that Los Angeles doesn't turn into a desert again. But it can't provide energy for mobile things, which are, you know, planes and automobiles and trucks and tractors and so on. Now, yeah, automobiles are getting better. There is the Prius. There is the Tesla, although Tesla probably won't be economically viable because it's running on subsidies, it seems like. But eventually, you know, there will be electric cars that are reliable, and that's fine, and that's good. I mean, Toyota will probably have one here that just really kicks ass at some point, because Toyota is a great technology and engineering company. However, it only works with cars that are very efficient, low to the ground, low drag coefficients, moving through the air on the highway. You're not going to be able to have battery-powered, you know, SUVs and pickup trucks and commercial vehicles and dump trucks and the things that society runs on. And if you think that you don't need those trucks, ask yourself, how did your house get built? I guarantee you there were trucks involved in building your house and bringing the concrete to your house for the foundation. That's a big concrete truck. There is no such thing as a battery-powered concrete truck, just in case you're wondering. You know, I could give you example after example. Even the manufacturer of the materials, the wood for your house, for the wood framing, the wood is harvested from forests using trucks and equipment, forestry equipment, which cannot run on batteries because it needs a very high energy to density or energy to mass ratio. So fusion energy is potentially a really great thing, and it can be a lot safer, a lot cleaner, and obviously very renewable compared to everything else that we have today, coal, diesel, you know, jet fuel, and so on. But until you make a fusion reactor that is small enough and powerful enough to put on a truck, you know, like in Back to the Future, remember they had the Mr. Fusion device on that the car, the time-traveling car, right? That would be cool, a little tiny appliance, and you just pop in, you know, a banana peel. I think they did that in the movie. You pop in a banana peel, and you've got fusion to travel through time. Yeah, that's science fiction right now. Until you have that, it's a pipe dream. Because these fusion reactors are huge. Even Lockheed Martin, claiming they have one that fits on the back of a semi-rig, turns out to be a bit of an exaggeration. It's actually much larger. It's more like several rigs in size, and they don't have it all 100% working yet anyway. So these things are very large, and they're very expensive to build, and they require a lot of energy to build, you know, a lot of materials, a lot of labor. And that energy usually has to be provided in terms of fossil fuels. So we're burning fossil fuels to build the fusion reactors to generate the clean energy. But if we don't do this quickly enough, we're going to run out of fossil fuels as a world. And we're going to end up with no sufficiently dense energy source that can accomplish these things, including construction of fusion energy reactors. So I hope we get on top of this. I hope we have fusion energy that works well. I hope that we have better battery breakthroughs that can put a lot of energy into a small vehicle. I'd love to have a battery-powered tractor if batteries were, let's say, 100 times more efficient in terms of energy per, you know, kilogram of mass. But until that day comes, I'm burning diesel because that's the only thing that works. And you think the airline companies want to burn jet fuel? No, that's their number one operating cost. They would much rather have battery-powered commercial jets. But guess what? They don't exist. The technology doesn't exist. If you try to fly a battery-powered jet across the Atlantic, you're going down in the Atlantic very quickly before you get very far. So keep all that in mind. It's important to understand the promise of technology and innovation, but it's also important to understand the limitations, because what really, I don't know, frustrates me, or I don't know, it's more like I'm laughing at them. People who think that technology can solve every problem in the world, that they don't have to worry about all of these issues. They say, we'll just solve that, you know, fusion power will just solve all the energy problems. Well, no, it doesn't actually, because you can't power planes and trains and trucks and everything with fusion power. So you got to be more intelligent than that and think about this from, you know, a more informed point of view. And that's my job, is to help you think about these things, get you to ask questions, get you to think critically. So I hope I've done that today. Thank you for joining me. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, here for healthrangerscience.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.